There were two. There was one called The Cleaners, who the author of that one didn't want his name associated with it anymore, because that's not how dark he normally goes. I love the sense of anticipation for the snuff in that one. And there was one called, I think, Hair on the Prowl. And that one had more of a, like, we've done this before, and we're going to continue kidnapping little girls and killing them vibe to it, I think. Like, in The Cleaners, it was their job, and in Hair on the Prowl, they were like, I don't know. I like the age play stuff, but, like, the thing you have to understand about me is that, like, part of the reason my sex fantasies are so fucked up is because the first things that I fantasized sexually about were horror movies and, like, horror novels that I was reading, because I came of age right when all of those, like, my mom didn't read splatterpunk when she was a kid. My mom didn't read, like, Flowers in the Attic, but that stuff was, like, all over all of the junk stores and libraries when I was a little girl. And, like, I would be reading, like, vampire books is how it started, and then, like, I would just seek out, and, like, horror movies, too. Like, the first time I saw a girl's tits, the first time I saw a girl, like, writhing in sexual pleasure or any of that stuff was in, like, cheap horror movies. So, like, I'm kind of fucked up, and I blame the movies. But I love that, like, House of a Thousand Corpses murder cult feel that both of those scripts have. And I'd like to do more, like, similar things. I love the way, there's that script series, Voice in Your Head, that I did that I really liked as well, where it was, like, talking about driving someone to further and deeper acts of depravity. I don't know, I'm in my car right now. I got here early to work. What I'm trying to say, Nan, is I look forward to hearing your recording, and I might not check MSA, but if you send it to me, I'll check it out. My latest recording has been deleted off Reddit because I'm dumb and couldn't figure out how to edit the subject line. Also, like, I just don't like... I like Reddit, like, for vanilla stuff a lot, and I use Reddit a lot, like, on my normal Reddit account, but I just, it's really annoying to have, like, four tabs open in order to do one script for Reddit, and I just don't. I usually have too many browser tabs open anyway, because I'm an indecisive person, but I'm trying to be better. I got the Great Suspender and all that stuff, but yeah, I usually have, like, 37 browser tabs open. Let's see, what else? It's finally cold enough for sweater weather. I have this, like, men's cashmere sweater that I chopped up, and I've got that on, and some knee highs. They're supposed to be thigh highs, but they kind of, like, I don't have garters or anything, so they kind of, like, slip down and hang out around my knees. They're stripey. I got them at the Halloween store. They're, like, black and then, like, sheer black stripe. They're cute. I might need to get some garters for them. I used to have a garter belt that I wore a lot, but I just haven't worn garters or a garter belt in a couple of years. And a, like, fluffy long skirt comes past my knees, and boots, and no underwear. In my defense, like, I have a modest tank top on under the, like, the kind that's just, like, sleeveless and not, like, spaghetti strap under my dress, because I have my second job after this one, and it's way too hot in there, because the lady who runs the place is, like, old and really, you know, those, like, there's two types of old women. There's the really super skinny old women, and there's the old women that get fat, right? And the really super skinny old women always look like a bundle of sticks, you know, like, you could set fire to them, and then the fat ones always kind of look like a blob. And anyway, she's the bundle of sticks type, and she's always cold. Like, the other day, like, the week I started, I was sweating. It was, I swear to God, like, it was, like, 70 degrees outside, right? I swear to God, it was, like, 90 degrees in there, because she had the heat on. I'm sorry. Anybody who has the heat on before it's at least 40 degrees outside deserves to get smacked in the face repeatedly until they learn to dress themselves. Because she just, like, walks around in, like, leggings and, like, one long sleeve shirt and, like, a little thin sweater and a scarf. Like, those, you know, those, like, rich, I work in a bank scarves that aren't, like, really scarves. They're just, like, thin squares material that you drape around your neck because you think it looks fun, and they never match your fucking outfit, and they're bright colors, and they're sort of awful. Yeah, those. If you're always cold, what you need to do is, instead of torturing your employees, you need to go to the store. You need to buy something called cuddle duds. Then you need to layer them. Okay, like, when I'm cold, I'm usually wearing, like, really cold, right? Because it gets really cold where I live. I will usually wear, like, a skirt and, like, a full ankle-length skirt. And then sometimes two full ankle-length skirts if they're lightweight. But you have to wear heavy stuff, and you have to wear, like, fleece, and you have to wear, like, socks and fucking, like, actual clothing. If everything you're wearing is sheer or semi-sheer or, you know, 100% cotton, yeah, you're gonna be cold all the time because you're an old lady and you need to wear some fucking wool. I'm sorry. But that's why I'm not wearing underwear, because, if I take the sweater off and, like, have no underwear on and a tank top, I'll be cold enough. I won't be, like, miserably too warm until she leaves, and I hate her, and I'm sorry. I hope everybody has a good day, and, thank you to all the people who sent me emails or comments or Reddit things recently. You're all awesome people, and really appreciate it.